what we call the other side are somewhat of a mystery. And lots of people talk about things, and lots of people speculate. And there's a number of people that channel, and it seems like no matter how much is out there, even when we read about Jesus, there's a mystery. Like, how does it feel to be on the other realms? It's hard to imagine. Who are the big players up there? And Carla introduced to this planet what may be the biggest player on the other side. I don't know if I should call them a player, but we could call them an oversoul. We could call them a social memory complex, because that's what they call themselves. They say it's like a whole planet of beings without bodies. I mean, hundreds of millions of them, I guess. And they participate in a huge way in the evolutionary process of the universe. And they very rarely, maybe never, have done many interventions in this realm. And they may use the name Ra, they may not. They probably identify themselves. And in some of their interventions, they actually appeared so that they were visible. But they didn't have bodies that came from birth. They came from bodies that were constructed of light. And in one incidence of this, there was a pathway of Edgar Casey's, where Edgar Casey was Ra-Ta, 10,000 B.C., an Egyptian high priest. And the Ra group says that they were there, and they were working with Ra-Ta. Although they didn't say Ra-Ta. Actually, I put together two separate sessions, one from Carla and one from Edgar Casey. And putting them together, it was pretty clear to me that they were talking about the same incident. And Carla was a voice for the social memory complex. And never in the history of humankind have they given such a detailed, comprehensive explanation of who they are, how they work, and what they've done. And when Carla was bringing this through, she had a lot of physical problems going on with her. And it was seemingly the physical problems were connected with bringing through such a high source. And Carla, do you want to say anything about what I've said so far? I seem to have it right.
You have it right. The confederation of planets in the service of the one infinite creator is what they call themselves. And they are those of the brothers and sisters of sorrow who have heard of the sorrow of planet Earth and all of our woes and troubles and want to help us. So, using channels such as Perry, they share with us their thoughts. And the sources are very helpful, I think. I've done a lot of channeling in the past. I haven't done any in the last couple of years because I've been involved in getting one operation after the other on my back. And then my back didn't heal and blah, blah, blah. So I've been involved in that drama and not channeling because it's just with pain pills and I don't feel that I'm solid enough as far as having good energy to do that work. Just too much involved in this difficulty that I'm having right now. And it's continuing. But Tara Graham is able to bring through the sources very well, and she's been doing that for this show. How's that, Wynn?
That's pretty good. Carly, you have to stop looking for approval.
Oh, sure.
Now, you know, I usually call them the Ra Group, and you call them the Confederation of Planets. Now, it seems to me, I didn't think of them as the same. I thought the Confederation of Planets were populations on planets that were more physicalized in some way. And the Ra Group was not physicalized. The Ra Group was energy bodies. Do I have it wrong?
Well, it's not that you have it wrong. It's just that there are various types of energy that are part of this situation. Some of them are physical and some of them are in spirit. Doesn't really matter. They're able to speak.
I mean, I could be the Ra Group in third density. I'm sure I have a connection with the Ra Group, and other people on the line could be that. But if that's true for you, you probably have to figure it out because you can't, you know, it's not obvious when you're in third density that that's true. And I could have gone through this entire life and never put that together. You know, when you were talking and communicating to the Ra Group, they identified that they were a social memory complex, correct?
Yeah.
How did you feel? Like if you were visual, you didn't actually, you weren't even talking through, right? You were always in a trance.
No, I wasn't always in a trance. I was in a trance when I was doing the work with the Ra Group. When I was doing
that's what I mean.
Channeling, I was there. I was more focused.
More present.
But,
more present, right. Now, I meant you were always in a trance when you were doing the Ra sessions. That's what
that's
I meant.
Correct.
Yeah. So you didn't get a feeling of who it was that was talking through you because you weren't there, essentially, right?
Well, no. I mean, it would be presumptuous of me to try to guess. You may disagree with that, but I would not presume to guess.
Or to guess? You mean to guess the feeling?
I take them at their word.
Okay. I'm just meaning like intuitive feelings about who you're talking to.
I can't say that because that I might be incorrect. I mean, I just don't know.
Yeah. Okay. You know, in my mind, I try to reverse engineer. It's kind of like the way it looks to me is that these intelligence in other realms cast a shadow into this realm, so to speak. And if you keep looking at their shadow, which could be their words, the feelings when they're talking, you can look through the shadow and kind of feel a little bit. You certainly can't get it in fullness because they're multidimensional. And in this realm, we have an aspect that touches into multidimensional, but they live in that aspect, okay? Well, I thought I would take some things out of book five. And, you know, there's five books of the raw material. And the first four, book one, two, three, four, really, they talk about everything from how they moved souls from a planet to Earth, that they were actually, there was a planet that exploded, Maldek. And the Ra group moved the population of the planet, of that entire planet, to Earth to continue their evolution. They say that. And it goes from, you can go from there to their intervention in Egypt, where they built the pyramids by levitation and did lots of healings with a former lifetime of Edgar Cayce, although they never said Edgar Cayce. So just to be clear, that's my putting things together that did not come through the raw material. And then they went to South America, and I think they manifested bodies in South America, and they built some of the pyramids in South America, I would assume. And the purpose of those pyramids was to help, as I understand it, we all know, if you listen to these calls, we always talk about, in our invocation, we have an invocation to the light where the energy flows through from the center of the universe to our planet. And I believe the pyramids were receivers of that energy that would ground it into the Earth. In other words, they have a small pointed top, huge base at the bottom, and the energy is coming in the point and going through the base and into the Earth. So the pyramids were structures that would help energy flows from the high realms into the Earth and through the grids that are the in-between geometries between the high realms and the Earth. And the Ra group seems to have been responsible for the pyramids and for that plan of bringing energy in that way. I don't know if they're responsible for every pyramid, but they were responsible for the Egyptian pyramid and the South American pyramids. And is there anything you want to add to that, Carla?
No.
Am I correct?
Pretty
close? Am I adding my own spin to it?
It's possible. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the things that was going on when you were bringing through the raw material was a lot of physical issues. And were those things not happening at all before the raw sessions?
Well, they weren't happening in such a an intense way.
Mm-hmm. And everyone was kind of worried about you, right?
Yes, everybody was. I wasn't particularly. Everybody else was. I thought
everybody else was okay.
They were worried about me because I lost a lot of weight. But I felt
yeah.
And I was able to exercise and do all the stuff that I normally do, dance and walk, you know, very briskly and so forth. So I wasn't worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did lose a lot of weight at that time, and I weighed between 80 and 85 for 3 or 4 years there. Got to be up to 100 after that. I'm a small person anyway. I'm normally about 110.
Were you going to a doctor during that period?
Well, yeah, for rheumatoid arthritis.
Uh-huh. So that was one of the issues, the rheumatoid arthritis.
That was always a big issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Quite painful.
And then another thing that a lot of book 5 relates to is these negative greetings. Garlic, did you come up with the word negative greeting?
Yes. Yeah.
That was your word. Yeah.
Yes, I did not like a negative attack or anything like that. I thought it was it was definitely negative, but it was a greeting, and
mm-hmm.
Why put more of a spin on it than there needed to be.
Mm-hmm. So there were many questions that were asked about this, and was there a connection between the negative greeting and the rheumatoid arthritis?
I don't think
that was made. No. What? How does the negative? If you don't mind talking about it,
talking about it. No, I just assume not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We'll have to go through something else in book 5. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Where are all those dings coming in there?
I don't hear them.
You don't hear them. I'm hearing them.
It's distracting, isn't it? I've heard those before.
Yeah.
Be a negative greeting.
Negative greetings. Well, one of the things Don Atkins was, you know what? Let me ask you a general question. You know, there were numbers of things which gave these raw sessions a lot of credibility, like the consistency of everything they said for like 3 years. And there were other things. Do you recall any of the things they did that they talked about? They talked about things that were still yet to be discovered in science. Isn't that right? Certain times?
Golly, is that right?
I think so.
Wait a minute. Let me ask Jim, because he's right here. Jim, when we were talking with the Confederation, Were they saying things that hadn't been discovered in science yet? Jim doesn't remember that.
He doesn't. Okay. Other people have said this, okay? Over and over again, okay? So, but I don't know what they are offhand, except perhaps the unity field. You know, people talk about the field that pervades the universe, the one energy. And I don't think people were talking about it. And Ra was very specific about it, okay? And then Don Elkins was talking about their idea of publishing the first book, the first book of the Ra material. And he said, is Ra familiar with the results of our efforts today to publish the first book that we did? Ra, this is correct. Question, I don't know if you can comment on the difficulty that we will have in making the Law of One available to those who would require and want it. It is not something that is easy to disseminate to those who would want it at this time. I am sure that there are many, especially the wanderers, who want this information. But we will have to do something else in order to get it into their hands in the way of added material. Is it possible for you to comment on this? And Ross says, it is.
That was what Don thought. No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, you're reading. Is it possible for the Confederation to comment?
That's his question, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going to read the answer. I am Ra. It is possible. Question, will you comment on this? We shall. Firstly, the choosing of this group to do some work to serve others was of an intensive nature. Each present sacrificed much for no tangible results. Each may search its heart for the type of sacrifice, knowing that the material sacrifices are the least. The intensive commitment to blending into a harmonious group at the apex sacrifice. Under these conditions, we found your vibration. We observed your vibration. It will not be seen often. We do not wish to puff up the pride, but we shall not chaffer with the circumstances necessary for our particular contact. Thus you have received, and we willingly undertake the honor duty of continuing to offer transmissions of concepts which are, to the best of our abilities, precise in nature and grounded in the attempt to unify many of those things that concern you. Secondly, the use you make of these transmissions is completely at your discretion. We suggest the flowing of the natural intuitive senses and a minimum of the distortion towards concern. We are content, as we have said, to be able to aid in the evolution of one of your peoples. Whatever effort you make cannot disappoint us, for that number already exceeds one. Well, that's pretty interesting. We have this whole social memory complex that is saying they can help the evolution of our peoples, and that from their point of view, that number exceeded one at the time this was going on, and they were content with that. So they weren't thinking of lifting the whole planet or anything like that. They were just thinking that a few people might discover this work, and it could change their paths. And do you have any comment on that, Carla? Anything you want to say?
That's right.
That's right? Okay. Question. I have been very hesitant to ask certain questions for fear they would not be regarded, as I regard them as questions of unimportance or of too great a specificity, and thereby reduce our contact with you. In other words, Don Elkins was quite concerned about the questions he was asking, and not wanting to, when he said reduce our contact with you, it had been previously brought up that if you asked questions of a transitory nature, then that could bring in a negative source, potentially, or it could bring in a less positive source, because the Ra group was in the domain of truths that would be true 10,000 years from now as they were now. And questions like, is the stock market going up, or are we having an earthquake next week? They would probably consider that transitory. And so Don Elkins is very obviously thinking on how to maintain the high contact and stay above those kinds of questions. And he's also thinking, this is important, and how does he get it out? He already probably knows at this point there's a huge amount of Ra wanderers on this planet. I think it was something like, at the time of this book, the time of the question at that time, it was like 60 million people, but none of them knew they were Ra wanderers. But they were still probably acting as if they were wanderers. And so Don is going on, in order to disseminate some of the information that I consider to be of great importance, that is, the non-transient type of information, information having to do with the evolution of mind, body, and spirit, it seems almost necessary in our society to include information that is of little value, simply because that is how our society works, how the system of distribution appraises that which is offered for distribution. Will you comment on this problem that I have? So, in other words, Donna's saying, how do you put this out and get people, at least as I understand, how do you put it out and get people's attention? It's like it's so far out that what's the entree that people are going to turn around and look? I am Ra. We comment as follows. It is quite precisely correct that the level and purity of this contact is dependent upon the level and purity of information sought. Thusly, the continued request for specific information from this particular source is deleterious to the substance of your purpose. Moreover, as we scanned your mind to grasp your situation as regards the typescript of some of our words, we found that you had been criticized for the type of language construction used to convey data. Due to our orientation with regard to data, even the most specifically answered question would be worded by our group in such a way as to maximize the accuracy of the nuances of the answer. This, however, mitigates against what your critic desires in the way of simple, lucid prose. Okay, the people that are reading the material are complaining about the form of the language, and they're making Don think maybe there's a better form, and he's asking them about this. More than this, we cannot say. These are our observations of your situation. What you wish to do is completely your decision, and we remain at your service in whatever way we may be, without breaking the way of confusion. I think that's fairly understandable, except the way of confusion. I'm sure there's people said, what is the way of confusion? Do you know what the way of confusion is, Carla?
Well, sure. There is a confusion that is on purpose, so that we are not aware of everything that's going on the other side of things. We are aware of what's happening in space-time. We're not so much aware of what's happening in time-space in the inner planes. And if you don't know what inner planes are, you might do some reading in theosophical materials, because they give a very good explanation of some of the inner planes.
Well, just we could say other dimensions. We could say, yeah. Do you think there's a difference between other dimensions and inner planes?
Well, sure. Other dimensions might be anything, but inner planes would be those that are in time-space rather than space-time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So other dimensions exist in space-time?
Well, we are in space-time.
Yeah.
That's all one big thing. That's all here now. The human race.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
okay, Don's...
I'm really uncomfortable, and I'm going to ask my husband to get me a little bit more comfortable. If you'll just pause.
Okay.
Hang on.
Is anyone still on?
I am.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, good.
You know what?
Maybe
we should hang up and do this another time, because it's going to take a while for me to get more comfortable.
I'll just hang up now.
So I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. Back to Wynn. And it sounds like Carla wasn't feeling well tonight. Probably was not the best night to do this session with her.
We love you, Carla.
Yeah, I think she's off.
Okay, he's gonna come.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back now.
All right, I was. Believe it or not, unmuted. And sorry, I played a session like that where the energy was so low. It was one of the early sessions that Carla and I did on a Monday night. Maybe it was the first one, I think, because it was just like a basic on the raw material. And I didn't realize how bad she was feeling. But, you know, most of the time we talk to Ra'an. And we started off talking with the Elohim. And I think those of you who are regulars on our calls have learned the difference between these two group souls. And the Elohim was older and higher than the Ra group. And according to all of our sessions, the Elohim was a group energy that existed before there was even a physical universe. And then beings started to evolve in the physical universe. And the more dense the universe got, and the lower levels, which we're at, is very dense. People would get stuck here, and they couldn't get out of it. And then it became the art of getting off the wheel of reincarnation. And of course, most people don't even know there's such a thing, and probably don't even believe in reincarnation. Well, whether you believe it or not, it does work that way, most certainly. And my first exposure to reincarnation was through Edgar Cayce, when I became a student who probably read 20 or 30 books about him in, I would say it was in the 70s. In the 70s of the last century. And I was totally intrigued with him because I was interested in spiritual things. But he was the first person that was able to ground spiritual things in a real way with a series of phenomena that could in no way be explained by science. And, you know, it started out where he was able to diagnose people's illnesses and prescribe alternative cures. And he would go into a trance whenever he did this. And then after 20 years of doing just health readings, he started to do past life readings. And he started to answer questions which were more metaphysical. And my take is the reason it took 20 years for him to do that is because it was the Ra group speaking through him. And he was a fundamentalist Christian. And they were afraid that he would dump the project if he started to have to believe in reincarnation. And so until they proved his ability to be of value to other people, they avoided reincarnation. And then when they started doing it, he didn't dump the project. And, you know, the health readings were easy to validate. This person would get a reading and they would learn about something that was wrong with him. Then they go to the doctor and the doctor would say, yep, that's wrong, that's it. He would do tests on them. And this happened over and over and over again. And then he would recommend alternative cures, and people would use them and get better. And it was the Rama Group administering this. When I asked the question to our sources, they said that Edgar Cayce, that the Ra group could pull in beings to be part of the group around Edgar Cayce. It wasn't just the Ra group, or it's not just, when you deal with these big group souls and they're working with someone, the group forms based on that person and the people around them. So, for example, Edgar Cayce may have been channeling the Ra group, and Carla Rucker was channeling the Ra group, and David Wilcock was channeling the Ra group. But with each person, the Ra group had their own way of speaking. And if you were sensitive, you might be able to tell that it was the same source. But it would, just like with Daphne and Terry, when the Elohim spoke through Terry, they sounded different than when they spoke through Daphne. So it's going through the personality of the person. It's going through what members fit into the matrix of that person. And so that's one of the reasons it works that way. Now, if you're on BBS Radio, I want to tell you that we have been bringing through probably the most sophisticated information about this, the purpose of life and the format of what people call the other side. And that, to my knowledge, no one has ever done this. Yesterday, the Ra group said, because of us, they were now connecting with the Elohim group. And we were the liaison for them to make that connection. We were talking about it yesterday. They said they knew there was intelligence that was higher than the plane they were on, but they didn't know what it was. And, you know, if we didn't have all these amazing experiences, and not just verbal communications, but sometimes miracles, healings, I would say this can't be. And I can't possibly be in the middle of this. How do I get in the middle of putting these two major group souls on the other side together so it increases their affinity and awareness of each other? But it is what it is, and we do a call now. We call it Whole Planet Healing. And what we learned is that we can create a group energy, and these sources will join in our group energy. And then we go through various things that are happening on our planet and potentials for the future. And we use our group intention to make an attempt at shifting the future to the most positive outcomes. And if you come onto that call, if you stay on BBS, we are going to continue with Whole Planet Healing. We are going to move to another phone line, and so is BBS is going to move to that line. in just a moment. So,
unmuted.
Would any of you like to say anything? No. Okay. So let's move that call, and we'll be off of PBS for just a moment, and then we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll see you on the other call.
I wanted to say thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, well, for that last call, it was a little bit
We were all muted. We were muted, Wynn, so we couldn't talk to you.
Oh, okay. All right. My brain is muted.
I want to say thank you also.
All right. Well,
ditto.
You know what? We're not doing this for attention.
Ditto.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Listen. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be me. You know, if you recall, the Elohim said, you know, it's the way. How did they say it? They said we bounce off of other things to know that we're real, and you who are being touched and moved by this material. In turn, touch and move Terry and I, so we keep doing it, okay? And it's...
Right. It's 7:04, we got to get off of here.
I'm going. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank
welcome
you, sir.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing.
Yes, welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Cecil near Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, family.
Hello, everybody on BBS. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, Joy and Squim.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, team.
And thank you for being here, BBS. Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn and Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location?
Terry and Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hello.
Anybody else?
I see Bonnie is on the line. Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm still in the hospital.
We love you.
Will you tell them to fix you already?
Welcome to Hope Planet Healing. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
We heard from Willow at the beginning of the call. Willow's on the call.
Yay.
Willow, are you there? Are you there, Willow?
She muted herself. She ran out of energy. She's here.
Yeah, she's here. Judy's here, too.
Judy?
Oh, Wynn and Terry, I gave a little head bump.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is Willow. I'm back. I'm out of the hospital, and I'm home.
Welcome
back,
Willow.
Yay.
Good. Wynn, it's Judy. I just wanted to tell everybody on the call, Charlie Ward, Simon Parks gave a joint statement. It wasn't their statement. They passed on pages exposing everything because the servers are crashing.
For a moment. Welcome
so
to
if anybody on your call,
would you like to say your name and
let you know.
Hi, it's Juanita in Southern California.
Hi, Juanita.
Oh, Juanita. Good to hear you.
Anybody
Hi,
else?
Hi, everybody. Happy Monday.
Thank you.
Alan, you're good.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Juanita.
BBS.
Hey, Alan.
We are live on BBS. Down there?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Muted.
My dear friends, it's 707, 708, and we are live on BBS Radio Tuesday. Thank you so much for being here. Vinatieri are present, and who is Alan going to do the in-betweens tonight? Or is it
I'll
Jackie?
Do them.
Okay,
well,
cool.
I'm usually doing them on the nights around BBS.
Right. I forgot about that. So here we go. It is September 6th, and some sort of a day today.
The recording has started.
This is September 6th, 2021. Everybody, everywhere, whole planet healing. And just very quickly, this call, the reason we're doing it, is not because I need something to do every night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. It's because we were connecting and having verbal messages with intelligences on the other side that explained that they were group souls. They didn't have bodies. They were pure energy. They were like, they could move through the universe as pure energy. They could, these are little things they said. They could expand their energy to be as big as a galaxy and as small as an atom, that they could pay attention to us individually when we could expand our energy through what's called the veil. There's a veil around this planet where we can't see things, we can't remember things. We can't remember our past lives. We can't remember all kinds of stuff. But we all have souls. And somewhere in our souls is the memory of everything. And our souls can expand and contract. And on these calls, I believe that our souls are expanding. And there are multi-dimensions in the universe. We are in what's called the third dimension. And then there's a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. And each dimension is less dense than the dimension underneath it. So our third dimension is very dense, and it's a lot of work to learn about what's going on here, because you're born and raised, almost everybody, with a bunch of illusions, delusions, things that are not true, but yet your parents believe them, and your grandparents believe them, and you're trying to figure out, so what's really true? And that is a challenge. And a lot of people who listen to this call believe we have one of the best angles on truth out there. But you have to draw your own conclusions, and you have to listen. Are we really listening to group souls? How do you know they're group souls? How do you know you can trust them? I asked myself that for a few years. How do you know they're not misleading you? How do you know I'm not misleading you? Those are all possibilities, and it's been done many times in this realm. People have been misled and fooled. And, you know, Terry and I are very, really evaluated this so carefully when we first started doing it. And we evaluated them, and then we started to have little miracles, which they took responsibility for. Then we had a couple of big miracles, and then people coming to our calls started having little miracles. And they were demonstrating their ability to project their energy into this realm and rearrange things on an atomic level. That's the only way I could explain it, you know? And and they answer all of our questions. So we're not going to ask them questions tonight. We have two other calls during the week where we ask them questions. And the only way you can figure something out about us is to be curious enough to reach for a while and see if it works for you. And when I say works for you, it when you start coming to these calls, there's an opportunity to expand your own matrix into higher realms than you normally access. And when you do that, you start to see down into the lower aspects of yourself, and you start to be able to distinguish the patterns in yourself that keep you trapped. And that's why people keep coming back. But you have to have your own experience. And in any case, a lot of people on this that are coming to this call, that are helping to do this call, we're doing this with no compensation, except the reward of putting it out to people who may change their lives as a result of it. The people that are volunteering on this call, I would imagine, all had some kind of life-changing experience that convinced them that it was real. And on that note, to put it simply, they are here on this line right now. They're paying attention to everyone on this line that wants to be paid attention to. And they're paying to everyone on this line that's skeptical, but they probably won't pay attention to you until you open up to them and say, I'm open to receive. And the people putting on this call are all volunteers who have had an experience. There's five people. And even the people that are attending are volunteers, because we are connected, creating a group energy which increases the power of our intentions. And the celestial sources are part of our group energy. So we start this call with an invocation from Cecil, invocation to the light, I call it. And it's where we just consciously bring our energies together into a state of oneness for the time of this call. And as well as bringing in the higher sources into this oneness, and protecting ourselves from negative sources that would want to bother us. So I turn it over to Cecil.
Thank you, Wynn. Father, Mother, God, the one infinite creator, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone in attendance, including those on BBS radio. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the greatest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through our galaxy, the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection with all those present who are open to do so, while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources who are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. back to you, Wynn.
Thank you, Cecil. And I talked enough. So, in my little intro there. And so, I'm going to turn it over to Terry. The only thing I will say here is when this started for me, and of course everyone knows the story, that Terry woke me up in the middle of the night and said, get a tape recorder out. And a voice came through her and said it was the Council of Elohim, and that what I was doing was really important, and I could reach them through Terry. And I started asking them questions. They never lectured to me. They just said, ask them questions. So as I asked them questions, I learned more and more about who they were. And we're still asking questions, and we're still learning. And I'm going to, one time I asked them, was Terry ever anybody famous? And they told me, look up St. Catherine of Siena, who I never heard of. I looked her up. And I found the story of this young woman who would go into the local church in Siena, Italy. And they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And when she died, all of these sessions became compiled into a book. The book was called St. Catherine's Dialogues of God. And when that book became a classic of Catholic literature, and Terry was the spitting image of St. Catherine. And that kind of blew my mind, okay? So I'm going to turn it over to Terry just so she can say hello and get her energy on the call. You know, she has the ability. She has all of these angelic presences in her voice. And you can feel it. You know, she has no ego. She's here to be of service, and she's dedicated to that. And I'm honored that we are partners in doing this amazing work together. I turn it over to Terry.
Hello, everybody. I really want to thank everybody who is working on helping with the program and everybody that is on the call, all the listeners, and we are making connections that are helping to stabilize not only, I think, people here, but in their lives, but also other people that we don't even know. And so we've done thousands of channelings, and we have a book on the spiritchannel.net. And even still, like on Sunday, we've been doing channeling every Sunday. And I've been making a deeper and deeper connection with our sources. I can feel their energy coming in, and it's been easier to connect. And so I'd like to invite you all to come into the spiritchannel.net and check out some of the channelings that we've done, or check out more of the channelings. I really want to thank Bonnie, for her work and wish her health, and also to wish Willow health and everybody else who wishes a better health. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. And I'm going to read here a little excerpt from one of our channelings, okay? And the Elohim, this is my question. And then we always have questions and answer sessions. The Elohim projects into this realm through geometry and mathematics, according to the answers you've given us. Many people speak of sacred geometry. Can you explain the way it works so it might be possible to visualize the geometry and the mathematics that the Elohim uses to focus energy into this realm? Elohim, in reality, there is no time or space. I can just think about that for a while. In reality, there's no time or space. In reality, there is only the one. By formulating and introducing into place by intention geometric anchor points, thereby we create a structure, not yet a physical structure, but a loose holographic structure. When would a holographic structure be composed of what we call etheric energy? Elohim. Etheric energy would occupy that structure and would be anchored by binding of the energy into the structure, resulting in form, which will become the form of an entity that is chosen to occupy or make use of it. This is created by the use of sacred geometry, and it provides an avenue for life to express itself through form. When? Is there a geometric form that each life form is connected to between the third dimension and the one? One geometric form or multiples? Elohim. There are multiple geometric forms, and they are basic building blocks. The basic building blocks for life forms are tetrahedrons and octagons. The geometric forms actually secure and originate a location, which before the introduction of the form, the geometric structures, there was no location. These forms are a precursor to matter. Man, this is a really deep one here, okay? Reminds me of Donovan's song. First there is a mountain, then there is no mountain, then there is. You know, Indians, I'm not reading, I'm just talking here. In Hindu, they talk about Maya, and they say everything is an illusion. And it's hard to grasp that, because when we're in this realm, we bump into things, it bumps. So why is it an illusion, okay? Okay. Back to my question. How is mathematics involved in all of this? The mathematical computations are far beyond the mind of the channel. She, at this time, is seeing patterns that we are exhibiting. These could be called the whoop and wharf of the physical universe. The whoop and wharf patterns are the precursor to life love. They would be formulated in a proper relationship causing structure. They would exhibit life. Mathematical formulas are language in themselves. It is the language of relationships, and the mathematical formulas calculating the relationships of the pyramids that are formed on the outside of the superimposed geometric intention housing structures, which ultimately lead to a physical universe. And I know you didn't understand that. That's okay. It's like these guys are deep, and they talk about things at the level of creation. Sometimes you have to keep reading it to let it sink in, okay? If you can't understand it linearly, intelligently, the first time you hear it. And in any case, why we do these calls is because they're on the line with us. And when they're in the line with us, and we create focus and intentions, they can follow our focus and intentions and cause things to happen that wouldn't otherwise have happened if we didn't do this call. One of the things is this is a period of time that there's the potential for lots of earth changes, earthquakes, volcanoes, and that we send intentions out to try to make better possible outcomes than terrible earth changes. And the first thing we do is we have Jennifer go through all of the earthquakes of the day. And as she does this, we, meaning all of us and all of those higher sources on the line, are going to send calming energy to all of these events. And I turn it over to Jennifer.
Thank you, Wynn, very much. As we begin our journey, I'd like to invite Mother Earth to join us as we focus on the seismic activity of the last 24 hours. Now, we're going to start in Hawaii, which is always busy. Today is pretty much a usual day. There's nothing out of the ordinary. We had a lot of activity at Pahala, 2.2 and less. And then at Kilauea, we had a couple of little earthquakes there, under 2. So that actually is pretty calm for this area. So let's continue to send calm to the Big Island and the seas underneath and the fracture zones and the hot spot that it sits on and anything else under the sea that we can't see that can affect the activity there. And then now we're going to move southward towards New Zealand. New Zealand proper had 3s today, which was a calm day. And then we're going to move northwest. And we come over to islands called Vanuatu. We had a 4.8 there. And then moving over towards Indonesia, lots of 4s. We also had 2 volcanoes in Indonesia, Semeru and Ibu, that are both erupting today. Now we're going to turn towards the north, and we come up to Taiwan. We had a 5.2 in Taiwan. And then the Philippines, just a little bit further north, 4.9 and other assorted 4s. Up to Japan, we had a 4.7, a 4.5. And Suwanozajima is erupting there today. Seems like that volcano is a very constant eruptor, we want those. And then we're going to continue northward, and we're looking at we are on the western side of the Ring of Fire. We're following that trench that goes from Japan up to Russia. And we come up to the Kuril Islands. We had a 4.5 there today. We also have Karibski volcano that's erupting. And then moving across east towards Alaska, we had a 4.2 at Yakutat. And then on the mainland, it was just threes and twos and a 3.4 out on the Aleutians. And Semisoprochnoi is erupting today. And we're still watching Great Sitkin. It's building a lava dome, but it hasn't done anything yet. So I'm keeping an eye on that. And then moving down into Washington, there was a 2.5, and it was over by, actually it was north of Seattle. It's calling it Alt Field, Washington. And then moving down, nothing in Oregon. California, we had a 3.3 near the geysers area, and a 2.0 in San Francisco Bay. And then the San Andreas all the way down, then calm to this region, and a little extra added to the San Francisco area. That's very precarious right now. And then all the way down the San Andreas, all the way down to Mexico. And then we're going to take a quick side trip over to Carson City area, just south of that area in California. It's been swarming, and I understand that one of the guys I watch on YouTube, I think it was, he pointed out where there is lava under Lake Tahoe. And, of course, we know that there's fires up there. So let's just send them this whole area there, poor Lake Tahoe, Carson City, the whole area, Walker, everywhere out there. They need calm. And then moving down to Ridgecrest and through Ridgecrest. And also, too, I want to mention Long Valley Caldera. It's had a little bit of an uptick in activity. So we want to send them calm. And then all the way down to Southern California and the Salton Sea. It's today it had a couple of little activities there, but nevertheless, we just know that that's a very sensitive area, so let's just send calm to Salton Sea area. And then we're going to move down into Mexico, and we had 4.4 and a couple other fours, and Popocatépetl is erupting there. Down through Guatemala, we didn't have seismic in Guatemala, but we had fuego erupting. And then down through the rest of Central America, it was all low level till we get to Panama. And we had a 4.5 in the sea and a 4.2 on the land. And then quickly before we leave this region, Dominican Republic had a 4.0 today. And some threes near Puerto Rico. And then moving down through South America, into Ecuador, we didn't have anything seismic, but we had Reventador erupting. 4.5 in Peru at Sabancaya, 4.4 in Chile, and then we're going to come down to the southern tip and round the southern tip to the South Sandwich Islands. And we have still, this area has been swarming for literally for a couple of weeks, and it's still swarming, and we had a 5.7 in that locale today. So let's send calm to the South Sandwich Islands. And this, if you're not familiar with it, it is on a fault line between South America and Antarctica. So it is quite far south. But this fault line, one way or another, runs all the way across the world in that area. And then now we're going to start up the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. And we're not going to go up too far. And it's called the Southern Mid-Atlantic Ridge. We had a 5.0. And then we're going to go all the way to the very top of the world, at the very top of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, north of Greenland, if you can imagine that. We had a 5.3 north of Svalbard, and I believe that is owned by Norway, I think. And then we're going to come back down the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, and we're going to quickly run across Europe to the Strait of Gibraltar, still swarming, low levels. Spain, France, and Italy had twos. Italy did have one 3.3. And then Greece, 4.2. And oddly enough, in Rwanda, in Africa, we had a 4.4. And I'm not that familiar, but I must say, I believe this is in the area that where we had that volcanic activity a couple of months ago. And then we're going to move through Turkey with threes. At the Iran-Turkey border, we did have a four. Threes in Iran, so that's really low for them. 4.7 in China, and then go up into Russia, all the way up to Mongolia, and we had a 5.2 up there. And then that brings us back around to the place where we started, which is Indonesia. So I'd like to say thanks to everyone for participating, and I will send it back to Wynn.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And so we have about 6 minutes, and then I have to get on. I do a visualization for clearing the entire planet, okay? And before I do that, we open the lines to let those of you on the line put your own intentions in for a shift, okay? So I think Kaiser is on the line. Can you unmute everybody?
Unmuted.
I would like to put forward in all low harmful AI, nanotech, radionics on a continuous basis and all that you affect for. I would like to ask for a cleaning and clearing of our air and water, healing assistance and protection for the beautiful Mother Earth, our human family, our flora and fauna, all the sentient beings. I would like to ask for assistance for all Mother Earth's flora and fauna, be provided a gentle rain, right temperatures, moisture, and I would like to ask for protection for our forest from any and all fires, man-made, otherwise, pestilence, diseases, and I would like to again ask for a gentle rain be provided when necessary, and everything and anything that may be in the way of this rain be healed and removed and kept off the shelves, and we ask for assistance for our weather systems to be assisted in regaining their superstar performance at all times. I would like to ask for the assistance for all my other players, assistance for myself in understanding all things relevant and for the greatest highest good. And I would like to ask for a 24/7 connection with our beautiful Elohim and God for the greatest highest good. Yeah, thank you.
Tom in San Jose, asking that one special person be kept under protection. Ask us for support and protection for all the people working to expose the apparent election fraud. Special support and protection for Sidney Powell, Patrick Bowen, Lynn Wood, Mike Rendell, and for Mike's Cyber Symposium. Thank you.
This is Jennifer in Greensburg. I would like to put everybody on the call, including our BBS audience, into the Love Light for Healing, regardless of what the individual's need is. I'd also like to extend this healing to our pets and our loved ones, our dear family members. I would like to put Lynn and Terry in the Love Light for maintaining their health and able to do this work. I'd like to mention Cecil and Betty, who need help, Monica and Larry, who need healing, Sarah, Alicia's daughter, Lauren in Washington, Tom in San Jose, White Dove and Willow, our dear friend Willow. We're happy that she's feeling better. We send her a lot of love light. And Rafferty. And Phyllis in Washington, who really needs a little extra added help with the situation that she's having with the insurance situation. And she also is asking for help with her healing. Antonio Sr. and Abby. Hyatt for healing. Joy in Washington, Bonnie is healing. We wish her lots of love. And Morgan in Nevada, who we dearly love, and we send her a lot of healing. And I'd like to also add myself to this list and say thank you.
Thank you.
This is Cecil.
I'd like to put Australia in the light, especially now as it seems as though the truckers might be about to stop driving, which means there won't be food for several months if they haven't already done that. And there's an almighty battle. The people are like prisoners in Australia. And I'd like to put California and New York in the light for the same thing, because I feel strongly and observe that if we don't wake up soon, we could easily end up like Australia and there could be civil war. Thank you.
This is Cecil in Seattle. I'd like to put my sister, Carolyn Reed, and her husband, Claire, in the light. My sister just was admitted to the hospital with COVID, and her husband, Claire, is tested positive. And I'd like to do that with the greatest good for all concerned. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Juanita. I just wanted to put Heise and Terry Brown and Winfrey into the love life for their hard work. And the panel tonight, all of the Whole Planet healing attendees, including myself. It's me, Juanita. It's been a while. And I just also wanted to put all the my auntie, Joanie Paris, in the love light for her healing. She is healing slowly. And my good friend, Jim Roberts, who just passed. He was a veteran vet. He transitioned and that he's free with the Elohim and all the angels and all the ancestors. I also put all the veterans in the love light, the marginalized people that have mental illness, the homeless people, and all the human beings that are suffering. And they're pretending they're not, you know, they have a smile and life is not easy. So I just pray for a shift for people to wake up and do the right thing. And I just also wanted to add Heise and everybody's kindness and just the spirit of volunteerism. And I just wanted to say thank you. And thank you very much.
Muted.
Thank you, Juanita. And it's always nice
now,
to hear.
Now, hold on one second, Ren. I haven't heard of Jeannie. Is she here? Press star 6, because I think what you put in the love light is very important every evening. I think she's here. All right, so Ren, go ahead. Thank you. Oh, right, here she is. Hold on one second. Jeannie.
Hi, that's okay. I can do it tomorrow.
Right now you have the open time still, okay, Wynn?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
All right, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hello, I'd like to place in the light the awakening of humanity, and I'd like to ask the Elohim to assist in that awakening in any way that they're able to. It's difficult to become truly free if one does not realize that one has been fooled into becoming imprisoned. Much of humanity does not realize the extent to which they've been lied to. It's difficult to conquer our opponent that we do not see. Thus, the necessity to have all of our eyes open. Together and with the Elohim's assistance, we will be able to overcome all limitations and negative control. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. And I hope you're right. we have to create the intentions. You know, each of us is an aspect of one infinite creator. And the way we manifest that aspect is through highly passionate intentions. And that creates a momentum. That's why we do these calls, because I didn't know that it worked that way. I knew intentions worked, but I didn't really grasp the individual power we have, and the power we have as a group, okay? And we are exhibiting that power on this call. And we've witnessed sometimes miraculous things happen that it's hard to believe actually happened. Okay? So, right now, we are going to create a group energy with ourselves and with our sources. We're going to surround our planet, and we are going to beam down the energy from the center of the universe through everything, through our soul bodies, to the surface of the planet, and lift the vibration wherever we can. And we go to the humans who are service to others on this planet. And by the way, when I say service to others, nobody is 100% service to others. And in fact, we need to be slightly service to self, slightly or however much we need, in order to make sure we take care of ourselves. Because otherwise, you just capitulate to everybody and you lose your center, and then you're of value to no one. So being service to others does not mean being a fool, but it means having a lifting vibration to the best of your ability, to be kind and cheerful to the best of your ability. And if you can do better than that, wonderful. And we support all those people who are striving to activate their service to other side. And we go to the children of our planet, which are the hope for our future, and have great sensitivity to these energies, but not so much wisdom. And we put into our intentions that they have the wisdom to know how to manifest in a high way to shift this reality to the most positive outcomes. The wisdom to discern the negative agendas that are happening on the planet and not fall for them. We go to the animals of our planet and the pets. We go to the plants, the trees, the bushes. And grass. And we go to the insects of our planet. And the insects are very important for the balance of nature. And we can particularly mention the bees. And we ask for the preservation of species of insects that are important in particular. And we go to the fish and the sea life and the dolphins and the whales. We go through the surface of the earth into the interior of the earth, and we're going to send healing energy to Mother Earth. And Earth actually suffers. Earth is conscious. She's a conscious being, very big being, and she processes humans. And that's what causes her suffering. And we send gratitude to Earth for giving us this opportunity to have these miraculous bodies on her surface. We go to the energy waves that travel through the earth that terminate in potential earthquakes and volcanoes, and we send them calm. We go back to the surface of the Earth, and we're going to send columns of light to each of the earthquake zones. We're going to go through them very fast because we're on BBS and we have to finish by 8. So let's just start off with the Ring of Fire, the U-shape that goes from New Zealand to Alaska, down North America, down South America, and the islands that are vulnerable. And we just see a huge U-shaped column of light penetrating all these coastlines and bringing calm energy. Go to the New Madrid Fault Line centered in St. Louis and the surrounding states, and we put a column of light hundreds of miles in diameter penetrating through the ground and bringing calm energy to the fault lines underneath. We go to the Mid-Atlantic Fault Line, going thousands of miles from Iceland to South America. We see a longitudinal column of light extending all the way through that Mid-Atlantic Fault Line, going through the water into the ground underneath the water, bringing calm energy. We go to all of the other earthquakes and volcanoes on our planet, and we ask our sources to help find them and create calm energy. And that any earthquakes and volcanoes that need to happen because the Earth needs to release stress, we ask that they can happen gradually and away from population centers. We go to all of the other out-of-balance situations on our planet. We have to go through them fast. So we mentioned the coronavirus and its mutations. The immune systems of humans strengthened. Vaccines that are toxic be transmuted. We ask for obstacles to any of the plans and plots by the negative, which they are executing in order to take control of our planet, and the awareness of people regarding all of these things which are not reported in the news. We go to the people suffering. And I'm just going to leave it at that tonight. We send them love, light, support. We go to the governments of our planet. We ask for qualities of leadership, of integrity, wisdom, compassion, benevolence, and ethics. And courage that these governments truly become of the people, by the people, and for the people everywhere on our planet. We ask for peace. We ask for interventions. We ask for no nuclear weapons going off. We ask for transmutation of toxic materials, mentioning coronavirus and mutations once again, mentioning radiation, chemtrail toxins, radio frequency toxins from Wi-Fi, cell phones, and 5G. Anything in food, air, water, or medicine. And we now bring this energy back to ourselves. We see the quantum field energy moving through the universe, carrying the Christ energy and the energy of grace, landing on our rooftop, where we have an energy filter, and only allow positive energy through. We bring it into our home and our apartment, and we move it through every cubic foot, asking to transmute any negativity. We bring it through the outside of our apartment or home and ask it to create an energy shield that keeps negativity out of our home. And finally, we bring this energy through our bodies. We see it moving through our chakras. Opening up our chakras, breaking down barriers, activating our DNA. And we remind ourselves we are each an aspect of the one infinite creator, temporarily experiencing these physical bodies on planet Earth. And we are going to end the verbal part of this call, leave the lines open for all of those who would like to stay on the line and hold this space. Thank you for being here. We will see you next time. Over and out.
This session is no longer being recorded.